We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Mack Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heels going for it on fourth and short. They get it. First down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. How about a touchdown?
Now, live from top of the hill, this is Mack Brown Live. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Time for another edition of Mack Brown Live. Coming your way with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels on a Monday, September the 23rd. We'll be here for the next hour talking Tar Heel football. Man, we'd love for you to join that conversation. We already have a bunch of questions built up, but that doesn't mean we can't have some more. We'd love it. 866-TAR-HEELS, the phone number, 866-827-4335. Casey's back in the studio. He will take your question when you call in. He'll then send it to us here at the restaurant. We'll tackle those as we move through the show. You can also, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can send a question right there in the comments right below. Send your question there. We'll screen those two and get them to us. And then you can shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's there at the end of my name. And that'll come right to me right here in my phone, holding it in my hand here at Top of the Hill, and we'll be ready to go. So lots of different ways that you can be a part of the show. We'll start getting to your questions for Coach in about 15 minutes or so. Coach, first of all, great to be with you as always. And, man, another game which came down to the final play this past weekend. Unfortunately, Carolina fell short 34-31. And you mentioned in your weekly press conference today that at this stage of your program and with this team, you just can't have multiple mistakes in a game and expect to win it. And that seemed like the biggest culprit this past Saturday.
And in the turnovers, they got points out of their turnovers. We didn't even get points out of our turnovers. So we got to be smarter. We got to take better care of the ball. We got to continue to work on running the ball better. For some reason, we've been atrocious in the second quarters. I don't know what it is. The first quarter has been 33-27 points. It's not that much difference. The third quarter has been about even after everybody makes their adjustments. I think it's 20-16 or something. The last quarter, we've won 45-9. Mm-hmm. So we've done a tremendous job in the fourth quarter. The second quarter, we're getting our rear ends kicked badly, and we got to figure out why. We're just not as consistent as we need to be. I talked to the team a long time yesterday about I love your effort. You're great young people. We've got to learn how to take advantage of moments and plays in the game. For instance, the last two weekends, we've been sitting there. If the defense will stop Wake Forest with 6 minutes left to go, and we've got momentum, and we're 3 points down, we win the game.
Yep.
And save our timeouts. Saturday, if the defense will stop Appalachian with 6 minutes left to go, we've got three timeouts, we're going to win the game because we've got total momentum and we've taken over the game and everything's changed and it's moving in our direction. And in both cases, Wake Forest takes it down, kills the clock, uses our timeouts, forces us to use our timeouts, and we have a minute six left. This time, they make the first down. If we stop them, we've got over 2 minutes left, and we're moving the ball easily. But they make us use the three timeouts. We got 30 seconds left and still nearly come back and win the game. So we turn the ball over, and we go out there at Wake Forest after the only fumble we had for the year from a running back. They score in four plays. So sudden change defense, you're supposed to jump up and you're supposed to take the challenge and you're supposed to fight and stop it. Saturday, we turn the ball over. We go out and miss tackles worse than we did the rest of the game on four plays. They score immediately. We go back and score. They come back and in three plays, they hit a deep throw and a bootleg throw and they score in five plays. So we've got to do a better job of playing together as a team and figuring out when is the moment to win the game and when do you take over and when do you have momentum. We open up the game with an 80-yard kickoff return. We score on the first play. Get a fresh start. That's what we got. Defense goes out. They drive it all the way down the field and kick a field goal and score. We stop them. We get three and out. We get a short punt. We go score. We're up 14-0. We got a different ball game. So we're not taking advantages of times and moments and plays and situations during the game that help you win football games. And we've got to start doing a better job of that.
You mentioned today, talking about your defense, you'd love to force some more turnovers at this point. You guys have a couple interceptions, but have not forced a fumble yet this year.
No, I think we've had so much trouble playing defense and tackling. And to force turnovers, you got to get a bunch there, and you got to strip the ball while they've got the ball. And right now, we're trying to survive and get there. So we got to strip some balls. We had three on the ground at Miami and didn't get any of them.
Yep.
I don't even think we had a ball on the ground the other day. So we only have... I think we've fumbled the ball three times. We've thrown two interceptions. I think we've gained
three interceptions
and no fumbles. We've gained four. So we've gained. So we're sitting there at a decent place. We're minus one, but the teams that are winning are plus 22 at the end of the year with turnover ratio, and we're not even in that ballpark.
Miles Wolfolk has three interceptions. Miles Dorn has one as well. Those are the four that Coach was talking about. Offensively, Coach, better on third down in this game. That was something you had talked a lot about last week. But a lot of those were third and longs. You guys are still staying behind the chains a little bit early in drives, and I know that's something you'd like to change.
Yeah, and we were like 0-5 the first three times out. So we've got to do a better job in third down. We've done a great job on defense in third downs, even though a couple of huge ones. Saturday, we go back to that same situation. There's the scramble by their quarterbacks, a 50-yard scramble when we should have tackled him in the backfield.
Yep.
And that's a huge change of momentum and change of field position. The third down and five at the end of the game where he keeps the ball outside. Our corner gets sucked up inside with a fake. You got to stay outside, do what you're supposed to do. And we tackle the guy. They're punting to us with 6 minutes left. So we're doing a better job on third downs on defense, just not critical third downs in some cases. We need to get more pressure on the passer. We're not getting enough sacks. But offensively, we did a great job the second half, but we make it hard for ourselves. We're not running the ball consistently well. And when you don't do that with a young offensive line, you're putting yourself in second long, third and long situations. And it's easier for those guys to come straight off and run block than it is pass protect at this stage in our program. So, and I will give Stacy Searles and Phil Longo credit. They're fighting with a short stick because there's so many young ones in there. A lot of them haven't played very much yet, so they can't do a lot of what they'd like to do. They're having to really limit their protections and limit a lot of their offensive plays because of personnel, and that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Heck, unfortunately unavailable this past week for the Tar Heels. So Carolina started three sophomores and two redshirt freshmen along that offensive line. And, Coach, just tough to find continuity, especially when you lose such a leader on the line like Charlie was.
Well, and Nick Polino.
Yep.
Those were our two best leaders. They were older guys, and I was talking to Brian Chico's coming in. There's no juniors. They're all gone. They're all hurt. And there were some good players in that group, but there are no juniors. So we've got two seniors that haven't been playing and no juniors. So the rest of them aren't shaving yet. God, I'd like to get somebody shaving on the offensive line. So.
It'll help a little bit down in the trenches, right?
It would.
We're going to take a break, come back. A lot to do with Coach. We're going to get to your questions in a couple of minutes. Have a bunch to do over the next hour. We're looking forward to it. So glad you decided to join us, however you are doing it tonight. Remember, one more time, that phone number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4334. It's Mac Brown Live. We're at a jam-packed Top of the Hill restaurant tonight from Learfield. I'm G. Collins.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sell it, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Squeeze a lime, rum and tomato, hike.
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious.
For Tar Heel fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery. So you can keep things running smoothly, even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of North Carolina Athletics. As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit WellsFargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of today's game.
It's Monday night during the football season, so we're at Top of the Hill Restaurant for the latest edition of Mac Brown Live. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be here till 8 o'clock talking Tar Heel football with the head coach of the Heels. Couple of Tar Heels in the NFL notes. Couple of guys had nice games this past weekend. Eric Ebron, 3 catches, more than 50 yards, helped the Colts pass the Falcons. Trey Boston had 5 tackles, broke up a pass. Panthers got their first win, topping the Cardinals. MJ Stewart had 5 tackles for the Buccaneers as well. They lost right at the horn, a missed field goal for them at the end against the Giants. And pretty cool story tonight. Monday Night Football, Cole Holcomb, starting linebacker for the Redskins. Of course, Mitch Trubisky, starting quarterback for the Bears. Those two guys were roommates here at Carolina when they were here in Chapel Hill, and they'll be going against each other tonight. Their teams will be on Monday Night Football on opposite ends of the ball. So pretty cool to see those guys out there this evening. We normally do with UNC Healthcare our Champions of the Gridiron, where we highlight somebody from the previous week's game, but want to do something a little different as part of our UNC Healthcare portion of the show tonight. As part of our partnership with UNC Healthcare and UNC Children's Hospital, you guys may have noticed that every home game there is a kid champion who joins the captains for the Tar Heels on the field for the coin toss at home games. And we have our kid champion for the upcoming game, the upcoming Clemson game. She is here with us tonight, Sophia Duffman. Sophia, where are you, girl? Wave to everybody. There she is. Sophia's here tonight. She's from Apex, North Carolina. Heads or tails on Saturday, Sophia? Don't tell us. Just be thinking about it. Don't tip us off, though. But make sure you see her out on the field for the coin toss this Saturday. All that's brought to you by UNC Healthcare, UNC Children's, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds to help keep you in the game. You can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. Coach, as the head coach of the Tar Heels, you get asked to do a lot of stuff, and that's understandable. You and Sally have focused in on the UNC Children's Hospital as your real stronghold, as your local charity of choice. Why has that been such an important thing for you and Sally to support?
Because children are precious to all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just Sally and I have been so fortunate to be around so many healthy young men that have helped our lives and changed our lives. Some of them sitting in here tonight. But our children and our grandchildren, our friends' children, Sophia, we need, they're our future. We need to take care of the children in our country and make sure they're safe, make sure they have the best health care that they possibly can. Because they're our future, and they're going to be running this country. And people like that sweet young lady back there, we need to make sure she's healthy moving forward.
And, Coach, you still have some of your players go and visit the Children's Hospital on Fridays before home games, right?
Yes, every Friday before a home game, our players go visit the Children's Hospital because they need to learn to give back, too, and they need to appreciate their health. And even some guys that are hurt go over, because a sore knee may be a lot different than something a young person's fighting at
sure.
the Children's Hospital. And it just touched Sally and my heart so much that the way that hospital takes care of these children and they help them be able to afford it. And that's just not happening anywhere else in America.
Sophia, so glad you're here with us tonight. Thanks for joining us this evening. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday out there with the Tar Heel Captains. Coach, before we start getting to some questions from Tar Heel fans, just wanted to, it's a third of the way through the regular season already, which seems crazy. Already four games gone by. Do you take opportunities through the year to kind of take a big picture view of where you are, or is it so much week to week right now that you don't have the opportunity to do that?
No, we actually did it. I did it yesterday, because we're sitting here four weeks ago. We probably would have been happy to be 2-2. I didn't know if we're going to win any. Very honestly. And then you win the first two and you're so excited. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? Man, this is cool. I like this. This is fun. And then you look up and two games that are really important to you all and to me, two in-state games we lose that I thought we would win. So I told the players again yesterday that I thought we would be 2-2 at best at this point. But I thought it would have been lose the first two and win the next two, to
right.
be honest with them. And we try to be fair. And I said, then we've lost two games that I thought we would win, and we lost them in the last minutes. So what I did is I took all the stats from the four games, stats or facts, and I broke them down for our staff today, and I broke them down for the team yesterday and said, here's who we are after four games. And it's amazing how even those stats are. I've never been in four tight games in a row like that.
Yeah.
I've never been in four games that were decided on the last series of the game in my complete career. So it's different, but we also told them that we can't win games unless we play really, really well. We got to be passionate. We got to be ready to play, and we can't make mistakes. That people got wondered why I went nuts over on the sideline. We're about to go score and get back in the ball game, and I thought he threw a bad flag, so I ripped the old boy pretty good. And by the time I got over there, he said, if you'll just settle down, everything's going to be okay. And I said, it's not going to be okay if you don't pick that flag up, buddy. But we can't make a holding. We can't have a holding penalty. We can't turn the ball over. We have to do things right. And that puts tremendous amount of pressure on the players and the coaches, but that's our deal right now, and we've got it. And then I told them this weekend, what about Clemson? They're pretty good. You know, it's so they're the best team in our conference, or the best team in the country. They do a great job coaching. They're the defending national champs. They're doing a great job recruiting. So what? Two things. Number one, when there's a challenge like this, it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for us. Number one, to go see if we can beat them. Number two, to see where we stand compared to the best in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy standard to check yourself this weekend. Secondly, we're not supposed to play good because of who we're playing against. We're supposed to play good every weekend. So we would rather play against our standard and get better every weekend than worry about, okay, this is Appalachian, we have to play this good. This is Clemson, we have to play this good. And then you start being this type team, and we don't want to be that type team. We want to be a team that's going to be good every week. So I've told them, quit. You better play as hard against Georgia Tech next week as you play against Clemson this week if we're going to be who we want to be. And the one thing I'm proud of is they have played as hard as they could play for four straight weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they were as excited, but they have played hard. And that I appreciate. And I've told them, I'm not going to play anybody that doesn't play as hard as you can play for 60 minutes. That's one thing you better do is play hard.
Just a stat to back up what Coach was talking about these games, and you guys have certainly seen them. Four games decided by 16 total points. Every game has gone down to the final play of the game. It has been an exciting first month, certainly, for the Tar Heels out on the field. All right, we're going to start getting to your questions for Coach Brown after this. Reminder how you can do it. Give us a call, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Send me a tweet. It's at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end. Put a question in the comments. If you're watching on Facebook Live, we'll grab those too. We're going to get to your questions for Coach after this. It's Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant and the Monday, September 23rd edition of Mac Brown Live. We're still got 35 minutes or so left here on the show. We're going to start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Heels. Reminder quickly about tickets. This game coming up on Saturday sold out. Duke game is sold out as well. There's still a few tickets left for Virginia. Heels also hosting Mercer later in the season. GoHeels.com. Get your tickets. Only a few left to see the Tar Heels in Keenan Stadium this season. All right, let's get to some questions for Coach. We're going to start on Twitter. Our friend Lady Tar Heel 16 sent this one in, and she asked Coach, she said, with injuries to some older players, and we talked about Charlie Heck unfortunately not being available, Nick Polino and some others, does that change leadership roles? Does that force a younger person to grab some leadership when an older player who is a leader has to go out due to injury?
Well, it absolutely does. And we even took Charlie on the trip this weekend because Nick couldn't go because he's on crutches and it wasn't comfortable for him. Charlie could go. He's got a broken hand. So we wrapped it up. We had him on the sideline, and he was trying to help coach those younger guys. That's just what we have to do because a younger guy really has trouble leading when he's just overwhelmed and overloaded with trying to figure out what to do. So he's trying to worry about his little spot. He's not trying to worry about everybody else's, and even with a freshman quarterback. It's hard for Sam right now to have so much on him and lead the offense because he's thinking about what he has to do. So that's one of the things we're struggling with on offense. And then defensively, excuse me, I yelled a little bit this weekend.
I still need time to recover.
I know you couldn't hear me, but excuse me. On defense, we've got some older guys, but then you've got guys that are getting hurt there too. Strobridge hadn't been able to play much. So when you're not able to practice and you don't play a lot, then you're not able to lead. Because your best leaders are your hardest workers, and they're usually your best players. And that's what we're struggling with some right now. So, like Miles Wolfock's got a hurt foot. We don't know where that future is. So what you do is you have to figure out, Cam Kelly, get ready to play. I mean, that's what you got to do. Now, is Cam ready? No. But it doesn't matter. He's next man up, and that's what you got to do. So I hate it for the guys that get hurt. We've had too many injuries over the last few years. We got to figure that out. I think it's because we've played too many young guys. We don't have enough depth. When you get older guys with depth, you don't have much injuries. So I think that's what's happening. But what we've got to do is if a Cam Kelly is talented enough to be a great player for us in the future, and we think he is, and he may not be as ready to play right now as he should be, every snap he takes, he's going to get better. So we may suffer a little bit now, but it's going to pay dividends down the road.
Coach, another question kind of around Charlie Heck. This was an email question from Jeffrey. Wanted to know, after the film study, how you guys felt Joshua Izudu did filling in his place. Joshua, really talented young guy, redshirt freshman, that was thrown into the fire this past weekend.
Yes, he's gotten a lot better. He's learning. But for example, on the play that we had the fumble scoop for a touchdown, he stepped inside. He didn't turn back quick enough, so the guy's free. Mm-hmm. So he comes and hits Sam in the back, and it's not Easy's fault. I mean, he'll learn to do that, but that's the first time that came up in a game for him, and that would have been Charlie Heck. But overall, we thought Easy did a good job for his first game.
Coach, this question came from, let's see if I can find it here. Here it is, David Reynolds. David sent this one in via Twitter. Wanted to know, was there discussion of throwing a Hail Mary on the final play, or was it an immediate decision that you wanted to go for the 56-yard field goal with Noah Ruggles?
You know, there was no discussion about throwing a Hail Mary because we felt like we've seen Noah kick 56-yard field goals in practice.
Yep.
We knew they were going to rush over the right side, and Stacy Searles, the last thing he said is, "Men, stay strong now, because you got to stay strong on the right side, and then we get it blocked." So that's kind of the day way it went for the whole day. But we thought our odds of making the field goal were better than a Hail Mary in that situation.
Sure. David sent this one in also via Twitter. Coach, wanted to know if you are aware of any discussion among the rules committees about addressing suspect injuries / cramping as a delay tactic on the field.
I asked the Sun Belt officials that during the ball game. And they told me that there is no way that you can question whether a young man is really hurt or not.
Sure.
So our hands are tied.
Coach, Aaron sent this one in. Carolina's played four games now, and with the new rule that was instituted last year, it's you can play up to four games, and then there are redshirting. You can't play more than that, but if you play four, you can still redshirt. Do you guys as a staff start having those discussions about potential redshirts? And Aaron just wondered how all that was handled.
Aaron, what we do is we mark down every time a guy plays, so we keep a composite of exactly what's happened. I just saw on Twitter, and I'm not sure it's fact or not, but the Houston quarterback supposedly decided today, the starter, that he was going to quit playing. He was going to redshirt and transfer somewhere else as a starter today. I saw that coming over here. So what we do is we talk to every young man in that situation, and then you obviously talk to them and their parents about, do you play in four games and then not a fifth, mm-hmm. if you're not going to be very involved, or do you just go play? So and some of the young ones are on kick teams. We've had two or three play in four games that are freshmen, not a lot. So it's not a real issue for us right now. But when you get down to game 7 and 8, it will be an issue. As we get to play more young ones, the games have been so tight, we haven't been able to play a lot of people, and that's hurt us. We'd rather obviously put guys in, but this rule was put in so at the end of the year, when you got a lot of injuries, you could play a freshman, and it wouldn't cost him a redshirt year. And then after Kelly Bryant last year left Clemson after the fourth game, and now he's a starter at Missouri and doing well. It's opened up a whole new can of worms for kids to say, I'm a senior. I'm 1-3. I'd like to go to a 4-0 team next year, so I'm just going to hold out. And so it's I think right now there's some things happening with that rule that weren't meant to work.
Coach, one more before we take a break. Dennis sent this one in and wanted to know, after he saw the start time for the Georgia Tech game, which, by the way, that was announced, the road game in Atlanta in a couple of weeks, that will be a 4 o'clock kick. between Carolina and Georgia Tech. That is a new time window with the ACC network, so you may see 4 o'clock kicks more often. Coach Dennis wanted to know, do you have a preferred start time on a kick, or are you just happy whenever you're playing?
No, I'd love to play at 8 in the morning. That way I don't have to sit and wait all day.
Get going.
No, I used to love the noon games. I know we don't like them because we had so many the last couple of years, but that way I could get up and get up early, and I'd be at work. The most miserable time in a coach's life is when you get up on Saturday morning till you kick it off. Mm. Because you've got the complete control of how an entire state feels, and you've got a bunch of teenagers running around with your check in their mouth. And you don't know whether they're ready to play or not. And then one sitting over here laughing, you're saying, shut up, what are you talking about? Be focused, but I want you to have fun. This is a game. It's supposed to be fun. But shut up. So that's what the coach does for about the 5 hours before the game, and it's a miserable time. So for the fans, I think you would probably enjoy the night games more, and that was such a magical night at the Miami game that I think for us, I would take 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock if I was asked.
Yeah. Coach, just because we talked about that, let me sneak in one more. Phyllis wrote this in. She's watching on Facebook Live. Hi, Phyllis. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, Phyllis.
And she said, do you have any pregame superstitions or rituals that you have to check the box before things get going for you on game day?
Do you know, I had one when I was here the first time. I was going to wear a new suit until we lost a game. And we lost so many games, I ran out of suits, so I said, no. I have nothing.
The suit budget got too big for you.
The suit budget got too big for me, so I have nothing.
Just ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Ready to play.
We're ready to go to a break. We'll do it. Come back. More questions with Coach after this. Again, that number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Give us a tweet. Leave one in the comments. We're going to get to some questions after this. Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. My name's Jones Angel. He, of course, is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. It's his show, Mac Brown Live. We're here every Monday night through the football season. Before we talk a little more football, let's get you up to date on what's going on around Carolina Athletics. And we'll start with women's soccer. The women top five in the country, 8-1 on the season. Played just one game this past week. It was a 3-0 win at Louisville on Saturday night. The women host NC State Thursday at 7 o'clock, and then Notre Dame Sunday at 1 p.m. One other note about women's soccer, just announced today that Carolina is going to name the field in the new soccer and lacrosse stadium for legendary head coach Anson Dorrance. He's won 22 national championships. So the field is going to be known as Dorrance Field, and that will be officially dedicated this Sunday. And Carolina hosting Notre Dame, again, that is a 1 o'clock start for that. So the field will be officially dedicated as Dorrance Field this Sunday. Of course, there's Roy Williams Court there at the Smith Center. There's Karen Shelton Stadium, the new field hockey complex. So a lot of great coaches here in at Chapel Hill, and nice way to honor Coach Dorrance, one of the very best to ever do it, and regardless of sport at the college level. Men's soccer, number 11 in the nation, 4 wins, 1 loss, 2 ties this year. They had a win and a tie this week, including a 2-0 victory against Notre Dame on Friday night. Their next match is against Duke. It's this upcoming Friday at 6 p.m. Field hockey, number 1 in the nation, 7-0 on the year. They beat Louisville 4-1 on Friday night, then beat App State 4-1 on Sunday. And that win on Sunday, a program record 30th consecutive win for the field hockey program. Of course, they were undefeated national champions a season ago. Their next match is Friday, 5 o'clock against Virginia. That is on the road. And finally, note about basketball. Really early this year, that late night is coming earlier than normal. It is this Friday. The doors open at 6:30. The event is at 8 o'clock that night. And earlier that morning, we mentioned this last week, Coach was the keynote speaker last year, is Coach Williams' Fast Break Against Cancer Breakfast. That is September 27th, this Friday in the Smith Center. That event benefits the UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center. So a busy weekend in Chapel Hill. You have the big men's soccer against Duke on Friday night. You have women's soccer. You have late night. You have the huge matchup with Clemson coming up on Saturday afternoon in Keenan. So just make a weekend of it here in Chapel Hill. A lot going on. All right, let's get to some more questions with Coach. And we will start with Ryan, who is here with us tonight somewhere. Ryan, thanks for being here. He sent this one in. And Coach wants to know, has there been a player that has surprised or impressed you the most on the field so far this year? And then Ryan had a second question, which was, when you were a young coach, who did you consider your mentor?
Come on, Ryan.
When you're a younger coach, how's
come
that?
All right. What are we doing here? I would think the biggest surprise has been Chaz Surratt.
Mm, yeah.
Because he's a quarterback to linebacker, and we beat South Carolina, and he's never been on the field as a linebacker in his life. I mean, that's still the most shocking thing to me, that he could play as well as he did. And like I said, He misses a tackle on the hole, and Jay Bateman's all over him. I said he's never even been on defense, man. So that would probably be it. I have had a lot of older coaches that have really taken care of me, and whether you go Coach Bowden, whether you go Coach Holtz, whether you go Coach Dietzel, who was a great friend of mine and Sally's at LSU, whether you go Coach Paterno, I mean there's so many. There's a lot of my buddies that have been that way, but Coach Gene Stallings, I was so fortunate. It's one of the reasons I want to help younger coaches. I've been so fortunate that when I call any of those guys, they call me right back and said, here's what you do. And Coach Royal at Texas, my one of the reasons we went was him. Here's a guy that's won 3 national championships and was like an older brother to me. And he would always tell me how stupid I was doing something, but he'd do it in a nice way that always made me feel better. But he took complicated things and made them simple for me. And And my granddad was probably my biggest mentor in life. Mm-hmm. So I've just been really, really lucky to have a lot of those folks to reach out and help. I did want to mention, too, Jim and Pam Hebner here. And when we were here before, they did our TV and radio shows, and they were wonderful. And you both look great. And thank you for coming out tonight.
Coach, you mentioned Coach Royal. You told a great story about him today at your press conference where you went in and said something to your team after a game and then maybe thought twice about it. Could you retell that one today? I just thought that was a neat story.
Yes, when you're at a press conference after the game, if you win, you're probably too excited and you don't know what you're about to say, so you could get in trouble because you say things that are stupid. Everybody says, God, that's so stupid. It really is. I mean, if you can imagine, if you lose, you're whipped. We've lost to two in-state schools, which I can't stand, the last 2 weeks. So I've been miserable walking into a press conference, and Jeremy Sharp, our director of communications, is here with me, and he's trying to say, what you got? Now, you okay? You know, it's one of those, don't say something stupid is what he's saying. But so after we lost a game, it was an important game. I thought our team didn't play well at the end of the game, and I walked in, and I'm really emotional, and that's dangerous after games. And I said, you guys quit. Our team quit. I'm sick of it. I'm embarrassed. I'm responsible for it. The team is a reflection of me, so I quit because you quit. And then I told the media I thought they quit, and I get on the bus to go home. I get a call when I get home. Coach Royal says, not a very good day, huh, boy? I said, no, sir. It wasn't. He said, well, let me help you with something that you're going to regret. I said, what's that, Coach? He said, your team didn't quit. There may be some guys on your team that quit, but your team didn't quit. And you're going to be really embarrassed when you watch that film tonight or that video and realize that some guys played really, really hard and they played really well, and you're going to have to apologize to them in the morning. And I felt like I was about this tall. And when I got to the staff meeting the next morning and the team meeting, the first thing I said is, would you 17 guys stand up? Because you played so hard, and I'm proud of you, and I'm embarrassed that I accused you of quitting because you didn't. And we need some others to look like you and play harder. But those are the things that the mentors have taught me.
And you mentioned talking about young coaches, and we'll talk about Clemson at the end of the show, next opponent. But you and Dabo Swinney have a pretty good relationship, do you not?
Yes, Dabo's a best friend until now. The rumor that Sally and I may come back, I get a text from Dabo, because Dabo was so good to me in TV. When you're in TV, you text the coaches, especially the ones you like, and say, give me three things that are going to happen in the game tomorrow. So I'm a genius, because I can sit there and say, I talked to Dabo last night, and here's what he said he's going to do. And then if they do it, they say, God, that's really good. So he texted me and said, are you really thinking about taking that job? And I texted him back and said, I have petitioned the NCAA, and if I don't have to play you, I'm going to take the job. Well, obviously now here we are. So, but Dabo and I have been dear friends for a long time. I love Coach Stallings, who is Dabo's mentor. His guy is associate athletic director in charge of football operations, Woodrow McCorvey, who's the best in the business, is one of my dear friends from when I was in the 20s. And I love what Dabo's done. I love how he's done it. I love what he's done. He came out to spend a week with us when he started. They run their program so much like we do that it's I went down to speak for his charity a couple of years ago. But anything Dabo Swinney has asked me to do, I'm going to do, except for Saturday.
Request on hold there for
request
a couple
on
of hours.
Hold there, yes.
Let's take a timeout. We'll come back, have a bunch more questions to get to with Coach, and can still get some in. 866-TARIEL, 866-827-4335. It's Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouthwatering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers and Hershey's are teaming up to give your child under the age of 13 the chance to be an official Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after an opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four game tickets and an exclusive VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Cruisers, let's go.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Crown Honda of South Point is proud to sponsor the UNC Tar Heels. We share a commitment to excellence and a strong desire to be the best. That's why we offer top-notch service, a huge selection, and a 110% guarantee on our already low price tags. Call, click, or come by Crown Honda of South Point, just 1 mile from the streets of South Point in Durham, or visit us online at southpointhonda.com. This is Crown Honda of South Point, wishing the Tar Heels the best season ever.
Your purchase competitive is immediate with a lower price. Only funds you 110% of the difference. Not valid if you need it. Interest rates, price changes, or trade-ins.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Just about 10 minutes left on the show. It's Mac Brown Live for Monday, September the 23rd. Reminder about SyncMyGame.com. It's an easy way. It gives you some instructions on how you can watch the game on TV. Sync it up with your local radio broadcasters. We have a ton of fun on the Tar Heel Sports Network. Hope you'll try it. Go to SyncMyGame.com, SyncMyGame.com to find out how. We need to wish a Tar Heel happy birthday tomorrow to our friend Bear. Where you at, Bear? Happy birthday over there, sir. One more. Thank you for celebrating birthday Eve here tonight with us. Let's get to our Cruisers question of the night. And you're going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers, where they have great fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline as well. Cruisers, let's go. And our Cruisers question tonight belongs to Gary Everhart, and Gary sent this one in via Twitter. Coach, he wanted to know two things. If you could quantify how you are approaching the job this time around compared to when you were here the first time, when you first started back in the late 80s at Carolina. And then are the challenges similar or different now to what you experienced then?
Gosh, those are great questions, Gary. I would think, number one, that I'm looking at the job from a position of experience this time. Last time I had no clue. I have to apologize to everybody in here that played for me before because I thought I had a clue, but I had no clue. And as I look back, I worked hard and I was going to try to do things right. We tried to motivate people, but I didn't have any idea what I was doing. And now we do. We have a plan. The plan's worked in the past. There's a process that you go through, and this will work in time. We kind of got ahead of ourselves a little bit, but it'll work in time without question. And the other question
challenges
was,
are they similar or different?
The challenges are similar. You're starting with a team that struggled for the last couple of years, same as before. We have to do everything right to be able to win. You have to be able to recruit and sell recruits while you're fighting through some stuff. The facilities are much better than they were when we were here before, without question. The league is tougher, but at the same time, you have a more direct path to get to the national championship, so that's easier to sell what we have to do. It's right there in front of you. It's not vague. And at the same time, we have a tremendous academic institution, and you're actually competing against some people that don't care as much about academics as you do. So it also makes it more difficult, but it's the way to do it, and it's one of the reasons you come here.
Coach, you said you had a plan now, or a more refined plan now than you did then. How has that plan evolved through the years, and what do you consider some of the hallmarks of that plan of building a program?
Well, I think like everybody else in here, as you get a little bit older, you've gone trial and error, and some things work and some don't. And when something works, you build on it. And when it doesn't work, you throw it out. You just get rid of it. And we've been able to do that through many years. And I feel very confident now that if one of our coaches or one of our players isn't doing something right, I can say this isn't going to work for this reason, and here's the way to do it, and we need to change it and work. We build the whole thing on communication, because you got to be honest with people. And people used to say to me that you just use coach speak, and they say all coaches don't tell the truth. I'm being very, very direct and very transparent with everybody I'm around at this point in my life, and I think that's better. Even with media, because with media, I learned that they're not after you. They have a tough job to do, too. Their job's to try to write a story about your program or try to say something about your program that's interested enough that people will read it or watch it. And they don't care whether you win or lose or not, but they do care where they keep their job and where they have a lot of people looking at their stuff. So I've learned that through time, and that makes you a lot less paranoid about media being around. The same thing with fans. I've learned that opinions aren't hurtful. So if somebody emails me and said, I think you're doing an awful job, I email them back and say, that's your thought, buy season tickets, and I'll see you Saturday. I mean, that's okay. You have an opinion. That is great. And sometimes they might even give me something I like, and I could do it. Bobby Ross used to say, I said, do you answer all these letters you get? And Bobby Ross, the old coach at Georgia Tech, used to say, yeah, I say, thank you very much for your suggestion. I'll see you Saturday. And that was it. And then Coach Smith used to tell Sally and I, Coach Dean Smith, he says, yeah, I take all the letters, and I'm going to write a book one day, and I'm going to have all these people's letters in those books so everybody can see how stupid they are when they turn them loose. So, but you build it on communication, and when you start being able to talk to your team, and you got a bunch of young guys who just lost their coach, they're struggling, you got to get them to talk to you so you can figure out what their problems are. And it doesn't matter what I think their problems are. What matters is what they think their problems are, and then we got to fix those. And then when you start fixing them, you build up some trust, and then they respect you a little bit more. And then when you get trust and respect, you can get a common purpose. Our common purpose is very simple. We want to win all the games. We want all the guys to graduate. We want them to have fun, and we want them to learn to have a better life when they get out. That's it. It's not a complex process. It's just hard to do.
We need to take one more timeout up against the clock a bit. We will return and take a peek to this weekend. Number one, Clemson coming to town. Just the fourth time ever that a number one ranked team has visited Keenan Stadium. We'll talk about the Tigers when we come back to wrap things up. It's Mac Brown live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
For Tar Heel fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of North Carolina Athletics.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. ACC football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM ACC Radio from hosts like Mark Packer, Chris Patola, Roddy Jones, and me, Wes Durham, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/ACCSXM.
All right, we have about 2.5 minutes left on the show. Carolina hosting Clemson this weekend. It is a 3:30 kick in Keenan Stadium. We'll be on the air at 2:30. Got to be in those seats by 3 o'clock. Love to see you there. Help get the Tar Heels ready. And, Coach, no other way to say it other than just a very talented, very deep, and very good Clemson team coming to town on Saturday.
Yeah, we got the best team in the country coming to town. Defending ACC champs, defending national champs, best team in the ACC. Very similar to the Florida State run when I was here before, where they were better than the rest of us, and all of us have to catch up. I also think they're doing the best job recruiting in the country, and I also think they're the best coach team in the country. So that's a load for us, but what an opportunity for us to be challenged by the best in the country so we can see how we max up.
Clemson is so deep, Coach. 20 guys have a catch. 10 guys have carried the ball. More than 30 players have a tackle. They've played over 100 guys already this season. Just so deep in the talent that they have.
Yeah, they played 111 guys last week, and they all look good. That was the thing. The worst thing about it for us is they run the third guy in. Unless they had numbers on, you couldn't tell the difference in the first one, the third one. They've got 5 stars on the third team.
Coach, it should be a great atmosphere in Keenan Stadium. A terrific opponent coming, but more importantly, the Tar Heels will be there with a great opportunity for a big win.
Yeah, what I'm loving about the home game so far is our fans have come for us, and our fans have come and screamed for 3 or 4 hours. In that heat the other day, is really hot, and the fans stayed out and fought for those kids, and it will make a difference. And the other thing you don't realize, and this, please spread this to all your friends and who's watching, who's listening. People have been so critical of fans not coming to games in Chapel Hill. We have shut those folks up now. I am telling you, they cannot say anything because we've had great crowds that have been loud, and they've made a difference in the ball game so far. And even more than the ball games, they've made a difference in recruiting.
Looking forward to it on Saturday, Carolina Clemson at 3:30. Coach, as always, thank you for your time. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. It's his show. Thanks for being with us on the latest edition of Mac Brown Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, this has been Mac Brown Live, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.